Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. It is 6:09, and you know the Lord is always good, but you know today is a good day, even though it's a Monday and
sure
a cold
is.
Day and a cloudy day too. I'm sure there's other reasons to talk about this day.
Oh, there are plenty. There are holidays today, Beth.
Hey.
Yeah. So it is January 19th.
Okay.
It is Blue Monday. I'm going to give you that one. It's not even one of my options because it goes with our burning question later on. Blue Monday, it's supposedly the most depressing day of the year.
Well, that's nice.
We're going to fight that later. Anyhow,
yes.
The other days on the list here, I have two holidays that are real. One of them is fake. You and Beth are going to guess the fake day. We have Retro Tech Day.
Retro Tech.
Celebrating the gadgets that have paved the way for today's technology and now mostly moved on.
Okay.
Except for those retro folks.
All right.
World Quark Day.
Quark.
Which, to be clear, is a cheese. not like the
subatomic particle. Okay.
No, we're talking about a creamy cheese from Germany.
More
and
cheese.
Eastern, yeah, love cheese. But anyway, World Quark Day.
Not surprised this is on your list. Okay.
And then Tin Can Day.
Tin cans.
Tin can. Celebrating the tin can. It's an important invention.
Of course.
I wouldn't even call it retro. We're still using them. So.
All right.
There's your options, Beth.
Okay.
Yeah, let that percolate for a little bit.
Yeah, think about those.
Come back and see which one you think is fake.
Right.
If you'd like to help her out, you can always text us, 800-810-5559. But we have a rule, no Googling. This is Kinship Radio. Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Phil Wickham there, and what an awesome God. He just keeps cranking out hit after hit after hit.
I know.
We're playing the What Day Is It game. I have given Beth the three options today, three holidays, two of which are today, and one was made up. What are you thinking?
Okay, Retro Tech Day is the first one that you offered. I have a closet that has a lot of this stuff in here.
Retro tech closet?
I have some cassettes. I actually have some floppy disks from a computer that I don't have anymore. A couple of cell phones that, and they're actually, I've got one that's actually truly floppy.
Oh, wow.
So I know. I have a fax machine, and a working fax machine at that.
Wow.
Yeah. World Quark Day. Of course you'd have cheese.
You know, it's kind of cheesy.
Yeah. Cheese named Quark. And then tin cans. Boy.
It's where you put your quark, I guess.
In a tin can?
Probably.
Okay. This is odd. It's odd. The thing is, I can see two of these being legit, and they're the ones that are the kind of the nostalgic ones.
Oh, okay.
The tin can and the retro tech. So I'm going to say World Quark Day is like, no. I'm going to say you made that one up.
They're so happy to sing to you today.
I guess.
It's World Quark Day, everybody. I guess you can look that up.
Celebrating weird subatomic cheese, everybody.
When I look, it looks kind of like a mozzarella or a farmer's cheese. It's just a basic cheese.
Can't they come up with a better name, though?
Quark? I don't know. That's pretty quirky. Anyway, so
quirky quark cheese.
Second chance here. Where do you want to go? Retro Tech Day or Tin Can Day?
If I have to pick one, I'm going to guess Retro Tech Day then.
Woo! There you go. Yeah.
Really?
There's a retro day coming up in, I think, February or March, but there's no actual Retro Tech Day. The Tech Day is the part that I threw in there. So,
okay.
So, yeah.
I guess I'll keep the fax machine in the closet
then. Yeah, and then we'll break it out whenever that day is.
Sure.
So celebrate World Quark Day by opening a tin can. Thanks for listening to Kinship Radio.